talking about the American dream in some very powerful terms all this week. Does your dream include a second life? Now, here's what I'm talking about. Some of the top names in American life and culture get to one mountaintop and then start tackling another. Think of Microsoft founder Bill Gates now pushing to end malaria. You've got President Jimmy Carter, Bono, add former Secretary of Defense William Cohen and his wife Janet Langhart Cohen to that list. They married on Valentine's Day in 1996. She's a Democrat, he's a Republican, she's black, he's white. In 2007, they wrote the book Love in Black and White, a memoir of race, religion, and romance. Now they are up to big things, seeking to transform race in America. Secretary and Mrs. Cohen, thank you for coming on The Takeaway.
Good morning, Farah.
Good morning.
Pleasure to be with you.
I'm really delighted that you came on. You're hosting the second annual conference on race and reconciliation in America on Monday. What is the focus? Let's start with the specifics. And Mrs. Cohen, what's the focus of this annual conference, this second one?
Well, it's entitled Race and Reconciliation in America because that is the name of our nonprofit. And the acronym for that is RARIA. org, and I wanted to say that because when you have the word race in the title of something, it automatically sends you to the subject of either race or racism. And this focus is about health and wellness, the health and wellness of all Americans, and ultimately being America. We'll get to the subject of the disparities of people's health based on their race, based on their class, and based on their locale.
Now, Secretary Cohen, you obviously are someone who has reached a certain pinnacle in politics. You were a Republican appointee in a Democratic administration, the Clinton administration. It's no small job to be Secretary of Defense. But why did you decide that this was what you needed to do as part of the next mountaintop that you wanted to climb to really deal with race and reconciliation?
Because the country's in crisis. We have an epidemic. It's called obesity. And obesity is leading to enormous complications from a national security point of view. We have a very unhealthy population today that is prone to diabetes, to heart failure, to all sorts of maladies. And it's affecting the condition of obesity. It's affecting our young people coming into the military who, frankly, are not qualified or fit to serve in the military when they arrive, and is presenting quite a challenge to our recruiters and those who take on the young men and women who are willing to serve us to get them in shape to be able to defend our country. So that's one aspect of it. But I used to serve as chairman of the Aging Committee in the United States Senate, and the question of health and wellness has been something on my mind for a long, long time. And so we've got a great program with some leading individuals, Dr. Michael Roizen, who is the chairman of the Wellness Center in Cleveland Clinic, Dr. Dean Ornish, who is the founder of preventive medicine research, Deepak Chopra, that many people know. And we go on to discuss the economics and the obstacles to wellness. Why aren't we better prepared? Why aren't we staying in shape? What is causing us to be so obese? And with all of the health problems that we are funneling into our healthcare system, it doesn't matter whether it's a Hillary Clinton healthcare plan or Barack Obama healthcare plan. We can't afford it, given what we're putting into it. So we've got to take better care of ourselves.
Yeah, it's really come up a lot with the stress of job losses. But John? Mm-hmm.
Well, to both of you, I mean, and that was a perfectly articulate statement of sort of the policy challenges in this very, very big problem of dealing with healthcare and the disparities in the United States. But how has the diversity in your family give you insights into what families and people are going through in the United States, you know, as related to your own personal challenges?
Well, I can speak to diversity, and I don't know, John, if you mean diversity in terms of race or age and or generation or health issues, but...
Well, I think by getting married on Valentine's Day, right before you were sworn in, right before you were sworn in as Secretary of Defense, you are embarking on two very different challenges. One, to run the Pentagon, Secretary Cohen, but also to exist in Washington as a very high-profile biracial couple, certainly in a city that understands that sort of thing, but nevertheless, you're public people.
You're not suggesting that being married to Janet is stressful.
Well, that's debatable, but I'll tell you, you mentioned living here in Washington, D.C., and this place is unique. It's special. And the people that come here and participate in our government, even in our academia, this is a very college-oriented city, as you all know, are a little more sophisticated on the subject of race and diversity than perhaps each of our hometowns. I'm from Indianapolis, Indiana, which is somewhat progressive now, I guess, since it voted for Obama. And Bill is from Bangor, Maine, which
is
part of northern Appalachia.
Yeah, a very small black population.
Well, you know, one thing that you have said, Janet, Mrs. Cohen, is that sometimes people make assumptions about the motivations of black people, that if you marry someone white, you must want to be white yourself. And I think that that may be changing a little bit, but have you ever felt sort of the icy breath of judgment on the back of your neck?
Oh, I see. I have seen that, Farah. You just hit the nail on the head. I've seen that my whole life. In growing up in a very poor environment in the 50s, wanting to be educated, wanting to speak well, wanting to dream higher than where your station was then, you were accused of wanting to be white. I wanted to be all that I am. I wanted to be successful. And, of course, you add marrying someone outside of the race, particularly someone white, you really do want to be white. And I haven't passed, but I've crossed over. And there are judgments on both sides. I think not all, but some whites assume that because I've married Bill, I'm dissatisfied and self-loathing with my own race, and I want to be his race. And, you know, they say when you get married, you become one. Which one do you become? Well, I've remained me, and I still self-identify as an African-American woman, a race woman. And on the other hand, many blacks have shunned me. One magazine that will go unnamed, and I think you've written for one of them, Farai, when my publicist called to do a story, have this magazine do a story on Bill and me because of our book, Love in Black and White, the editor said, no, we don't want to do a story on her with her white husband. And that hurt me. And, yeah, it really did, because if they knew Bill's story, my white husband's story, they would know that when he was in the U.S. Senate, he stood on the Senate floor and stood up for affirmative action.
Well, Mrs. Cohen and Secretary Cohen, we have to end it here, but we could talk a lot more about this. There's so much to it. Sounds like your American dream includes transforming race in America. We were speaking with Secretary William Cohen and Mrs. Janet Langhart Cohen about their upcoming conference next week on race, reconciliation, and health.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.